This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Institutional investors have been buying stocks by the bushel over the course of 2013. The S&P 500 is on track to end the year with an increase of more than 30% and the NASDAQ up nearly 40%. But not all investors have bought into the logic of easy money provided by the Federal Reserve, trickling into corporate profits and from there boosting share prices. Scott Collier is CEO and Chief Investment Officer at Advisors Asset Management. Good morning.
Good morning.
Have you ever seen anything like this? I can't think of another year where the indexes would have been up like this.
Actually, back in the mid-90s, we did have years compared to what 2013 has been. And interestingly, when we had years like that, they tended to be followed by another good year.
So you're not that nervous? I mean, people are throwing around that term, correction. It's a euphemism. Things can go bad.
Well, I don't think a correction is bad. I think a correction actually sets the foundation for us to grind higher. Granted, nobody wants to see prices go down. The problem that we've seen is there's a lot of money waiting to get into the market, and when everybody's waiting for a correction, that tends not to be the time that it comes.
That's a very interesting point. You think there's still people who, despite seeing these headlines each and every day about the Dow Jones Industrial Average and the S&P and the NASDAQ being up the way they have been, are still being cautious?
We don't have the individual invested in the market yet. And let's face it, the Fed is providing a big tailwind to growth in the economy, and they're making business very easy to do at such low interest rates.
But to understand this, people felt so burned after 2008 and early 2009 by what happened in their mutual funds that they still, even now, feeling gun-shy.
And I don't blame them. In fact, I believe that is one of the major reasons that you don't have the individual investor back in this game. And many of them just said never again. And unfortunately, when they jump in, it tends to be the last chapter of a market. But we're not there yet, and we're not even close.
Scott Collier with Advisors Asset Management. Thank you.
Thank you.